Power and NH Mobile.
NH, KN4 VDWA. How you doing this morning?
Hey, this is KO4 NH. Hey, Steve. I'm doing well. I'm actually on my way home right now from work.
Wow. Okay. Long night?
Night shift. It was a interesting night, to say the least.
In the mountains on 26, headed into Hendersonville. So I don't know how long or how much will have me. So headed up there to drop off a tow-behind bucket lift.
Pretty interesting. Yeah, I'm actually along the 25 right now. On the way back, Mickey TH and Poser, I'm hoping to work on my HF antenna today. Hopefully, finally get it up and going so I can finally get on the HF bands.
Things I did with this bucket lift last time, the building, that top of the rafters are at 16 feet, and which means the apex up at the very, very top of the building is at about 25 feet. And that's getting up there pretty high. I'm afraid of heights anyhow, so I got this bucket lift. Got right up there, got it done. It worked great. So now I've got HF and 2 meter 440 in my man cave down in my building.
You still using that screwdriver you were telling me about before?
That's exactly what I'm using. And man, let me tell you what, my first contact on that thing was Stuttgart, Germany last night.
Well, pretty impressive there. If I can't get this vertical, I got a gap vertical right now. I'm trying to get it put together. I'm in the process right now of just getting the coax terminated and everything else. That's pretty much all I have left, I hope. And I hope to be on the airwaves soon. But if not, I'll pretty much probably delay it or throw up a dipole for 20 meter.
You ought to be off to the races fairly quick. So, when you get home, will you go straight to bed, or will you work a while and then go to bed for the second shift?
KO4NUE.
Chad, KO4NNH.
Kind of give me the time.
You must be about half asleep there, Boomer.
I'm a little bit asleep, and I'm telling you, it's a horrible thing to wake up with the radio on and the first thing you hear is KN4VWA. And I can deal with KO4NNH, but Steve, boy, that's tough. What? That's tough to wake up to.
Steve, what in the world did you do to Chad, I wonder? And answer your question, Steve. I'm actually trying to put it to work.
I forgot your first name, bud. What is it?
Doubled.
Go ahead next, KN4NH.
Hey, my name is Fred, Foxtrot Romeo Echo Delta. I'm actually. And, good Lord, what did you do to Chad for him to say that? And to answer your question for her, I'm actually going to do a little bit of work on my antenna and then go to sleep.
There you go. I'm sorry about that. I'm on autopilot for myself. I'm a little bit more coherent than Chad. I think I claim that.
If I'm desiring you. I'm serious. Has anybody got the time?
6:35.
Okay. All right. Let me go out there and see if Bears tore my camp up. And, oh, man. What a night. Goodness gracious. Y'all have a wonderful day. And I'll be 7:30 to y'all. KO4NUE, up clear.
Up and get an early start on the day. Yes, sir. I got up at 5 this morning. I'm already in Hendersonville, North Carolina, dropping off a piece of equipment. I'll be back down in Greenville by about 7:30, quarter of 8. Not Greenville, but Hinman by about 7:30, quarter of 8. ready to really get started on the day.
Sounds like I have a plan there. Chad 73, man, it was good talking to you again, even though you just woke up. Hope you get your day going. And Steve, actually, you go ahead and go myself. I'm actually getting in the weird pinhole where I can barely pull the repeater and I can barely hit the repeater. I got almost no line of sight here, so I'm going to go ahead and say 73. 73 to KO4 NUE and 73 to KM4 BWA. This is then KO4 NH. I'll be clear after your final, Steve.
Exit 64 Bat Cave as we speak, so I'm going to have to watch the traffic going around this loop with this thing on the back of the truck, which is perfect timing. Thanks for the ride along this morning, bud. And Boomer, all I got to say to you, bud, is... KM4 BWA, clear.